Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying Questions People Ask, Part 3, Answering Spiritual Issues. In this session, we'll be looking at Romans chapter 10, verses 5 to 13. How can I be saved? We live in a world which is overwhelmed with guarantees, and yet the warranties often are not quite as good as they may sound. The Apostle Paul offers a guarantee that the one who follows the biblical guidelines for salvation shall be saved. Let's look at our text, Romans chapter 10, beginning with verse 5. For Moses writes about the righteousness which is of the law. The man who does those things shall live by them. But the righteousness of faith speaks in this way. Do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven? That is, to bring Christ down from above. Or who will descend into the abyss? That is, to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For Scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Let's consider what this passage tells us. First, everyone needs salvation through Jesus. The Israelites believed they had to fulfill the law to be saved. Romans chapter 9, verse 30 down to verse 33. What shall we say then? That Gentiles who did not pursue righteousness have attained to righteousness, even the righteousness of faith? But Israel, pursuing the law of righteousness, has not attained to the law of righteousness. Why? Because they did not seek it by faith, but, as it were, by the works of the law. For they stumbled at that stumbling stone. As it is written, behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone and a rock of offense, and whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. Every religion in existence has a system of earning salvation by fulfilling a list of requirements, except Christianity. And even in Christianity, in some denominations, there are works to be performed to fully gain God's saving grace. Sacraments, rituals, rules, baptism, and the list goes on. Romans 10:4 makes it clear salvation is only through Jesus Christ. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. Paul provides a roadmap to heaven in verses 9 and 10. Confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. Everyone needs salvation through Jesus. Romans 3:23, Romans 6:23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And again, Romans 10, verses 9 and 10. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes on the righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So everyone needs salvation through Jesus. Second, what happens if you receive this guarantee? If you're sincere, you won't be turned down. And you won't have to wonder if you're saved. Verses 11 and 12. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whoever calls shall be saved. Believe in your heart. Jesus Christ dying on the cross of Calvary was done for you, as was also the resurrection after. Confess with your mouth. Acknowledge him as your personal Savior. And then call upon the name of the Lord. Seek his forgiveness for your hope of eternal life. Salvation is about sincerity of heart and not about following some rituals. So what happens if you receive this guarantee? Well, third, what happens if you neglect this guarantee? You would have to live a perfect life according to the Bible. Not a single sin, never once violating them to any degree. Realistically, look at Romans chapter 10 and verse 5. For Moses writes about the righteousness which is of the law, the man who does those things shall live by them. Verses 2 and 3. For I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God. You will be in spiritual poverty. Romans 6:23 again. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. You will stand in shame before God. Romans 10 verse 11. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. Mark chapter 8, verse 34 down to verse 38. When he had called the people to himself with his disciples also, he said to them, whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him the Son of Man also will be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. Neglect so great a salvation, and hell is your destiny. And then fourth, how can I receive the guarantee of salvation? You can't receive it by waiting. You must place your trust by faith in Christ. Romans 10:8. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. You can't receive it by bargaining. God paid a precious price for you. The blood of Jesus Christ. Matthew 7 verse 13. Enter by the narrow gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it. You can't receive it by working. That was Israel's problem. Look at verses 2 through 4. For I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. How then? Well, salvation is a gift of God by Christ Jesus. Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. John declared this truth in Jesus declared this truth in John 14:6. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Well, let me ask you, have you received this guarantee of salvation by placing your trust in Jesus Christ by faith for eternal life? You think about all that, and you have a great day.